The Fort Hays State University choirs are ready for their concert this week. Terry Kruhl stumps by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. It's going to be a good one, right?
Fun. Should be a fun concert. Something for everybody, James.
You know, we were talking a little bit off air before we got rolling with the trivia that I haven't been to one of these in years, but this is probably the one. You were telling me some of the tunes.
You know, there's pop tunes, there's folk tunes, there's where the Fort Hays singers are kicking it off with an old barbershop tune, the New Ashmolean Marching Society, because they're singing at the barbershop show early in April. Polly Wally Doodle, a folk tune. Jared Tome, our top tenor, will be featured on the Billy Joel tune, And So It Goes. Everybody will love that. Irving Berlin, Billie Holiday, some blues and some crooner tunes. The choir is going to do some fun theatrics with Streets of Laredo, cowboy tune, and they're singing a fun song that combines This Old Man and There Was an Old Man Named Michael Finnegan, everybody's children's song favorites. And
what? Then they're going to close. I've never heard of this. Do more.
They're going to.
This more old man,
he played one. He played.
Okay. Now I'm with you.
Yeah. And then he combines it with another folk tune. And then the choir is going to close it off with a chorus from Candide by Leonard Bernstein, Make Our Garden Grow, a big, powerful number. So something for everybody. Folk songs, popular tunes, old and new. And the Fort Hays Singers will kick it off. The concert choir will finish. It's free concert. It won't be long, right around an hour.
Well, and, I like that. I mean, that's good. I mean, not that I like shorter concerts, but it's perfect for taking your kids.
But, you know, I battle that everywhere I go because people have said, oh, those 3 hour long. No, we don't go in more than an hour and a half. Because we know you lose your audience's attention then.
So they used to, I don't know if this is still the thing, but the symphony orchestra, they used to have like the pre-concert lecture, uh-huh. And then they'd have the concert, then they'd have the post thing, and it would take up half your day.
Yeah. Orchestra literature has, you know, symphonies that are four movements, and yeah. If they do something else with it, they could be closer to 2 hours, but still, our symphony is providing exciting concerts. In fact, the end of the year in May, they'll be doing Berlioz Symphony, fantastic, fabulous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to get Brian and talk about that.
Choirs are on that too, so we'll come back and talk about that with Brian.
Yeah.
But Tuesday night, 7:30, free. All our concerts are free. So Beachmint Performing Arts Center is a beautiful place to hear choir music. So let's pack it out and support these kids because they do great work. Our college students work so hard. So much fun working with them.
You know, that was something we were talking about, and I was telling you that I was a music student at Fort Hays when I was there. How much time, just so people have an idea, how much time and work actually goes into preparing this show?
Well, we go 3 times a week for 50 minutes since the beginning of the semester. So we've had like 19, 20 rehearsals by the time we perform a concert. So 20 hours of in-class time.
And they should be practicing own a little bit too.
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
The Fort Hays singers especially because they memorize their set. But I don't call extra rehearsals for my groups. I figure, you know, if I can't do it in the rehearsal time, that's my job to see to it that we have the right amount of music and that we get it taught in time. So it's time consuming for kids who are, especially music ed majors, because they're taking education courses as well as their music theories and their music histories. And there are ensembles, and a lot of our kids are in both band and choir. We share a lot of students at Fort Hays. So that's good. Makes us feel like a family at Fort Hays Music Department. But it makes them busy, too. So, yeah, they're hardworking kids.
All to put on this free concert for you. So, Luigi, you can do a show up, right?
Absolutely. Come. You'll enjoy it. You'll hear something that you recognize, something that you maybe sang when you were a kid, these folk tunes and so forth. Everybody loves Billy Joel, And So It Goes.
I was going to say, we play a lot of Billy Joel right here on KAYS. And
when you hear Jared Tome sing it, you just melt. I mean, he's got a beautiful voice. So some theatrics, there'll be a dead cowboy on stage for one of our songs.
What?
And he even sings. The dead cowboy
sings. The dead cowboy sings?
The dead cowboy sings, yeah.
Like, what was that movie recently? Coen Brothers movie. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a dead singing cowboy.
No Country for Old Men. No.
No. Newer. It's a comedy. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Which was just an odd movie if you haven't seen it. It was good, though, but it's really weird.
Really weird.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, as a former music student, we expect to see you there, James.
I'll do what I can.
All right.
No promises. My schedule is so packed during the weekdays. Like if it's a Saturday, Sunday thing, I can usually sneak in, but weekdays are rough. But we'll try.
Our end of the year is a Saturday concert. And our Christmas concert, of course, at the cathedral is Sunday, but our mid semesters are usually Tuesday or Thursday night. The bands are Thursday night and the choirs are Tuesday night. So we both got our big concerts this week. Not sure what the bands are doing. I haven't checked the posters, but that'll be good too. So come out Tuesday, come out Thursday. Be a good week for you.
Yeah, we should have one of those guys come in and talk to us too.
Jeff, Peter's done with the pep band at the MIAA tournament. Jeff Jordan is here. And I'll tell him you said that. Maybe he'll come over.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Well, what else do we need to know? Concert 7:30 on Tuschday, March 10th, Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center.
Free to the public.
Free.
Free to everybody.
Yeah, anybody wants to go. You don't have to be a Fort Hays student or related to Fort Hays at all. Just show up.
That's right. Encore series for a while, so people come out and hear what our university students can do. You'll be surprised at how polished they sound.
Fantastic. No tickets or anything required to show up?
No tickets required.
You guys make it easy.
Come on in, come a little early, read the program notes, and enjoy a concert. Thanks as always, James, for having me on.